Hi, my favorite Weird Al song is White and Nerdy because it just made me feel so awesome and nerdy and lovable and wonderful and ridiculous at the same time. And I played it over and over to my heart's content.
This week's podcast is sponsored by Mute Crate. Mute Crate is Mute Crate when it's just too darn loud.
Hip hip hooray, it's Weasel Stomping Day!
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics!
Yay! This is a fun episode this week.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because the song we're reviewing is fun, and it's by Weird Al.
Yes.
As is all our songs.
Yes, and they're all fun, really. There's not very many really seriously depressing Weird Al songs.
But this will be the first song we've reviewed that has a video.
Awesome. So we get to talk about their video, not just the song.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good video.
And it's a good video because it's made by Robot Chicken.
Yeah.
So I like this is the beginning of his sort of like, you can see this sort of his presence with videos and sort of his online like
prowess.
But like not viral, but sort of like that thing. He's getting into it.
Yeah.
In terms of like advertising-y type stuff.
Right.
Working with other mediums. In terms of like this is this. Then he goes on to have like internet leaks and he has a couple of songs. And then his last album, he had 8 songs in a row on websites a day after each other. You know what I mean? Like kind of thing. So you can see his slowly rolling. Where it goes.
He got more videos on the last 3 albums than he's had pretty much before that.
Well, exactly. But a lot of them are also weird animated things and stuff.
Yes, like
sort of farm off.
But I kind of like that. I really do. I mean, there's a couple that were weird, really like out there weird. We'll talk about that later. But yeah, this one was fantastic.
No, this was
worked
good.
So well.
Oh,
great pairing.
Song.
Robot Chicken and Weird Al Yankovic. You can't beat that. It was just.
All right,
delightful.
Straight out of Linwood.
Uh-huh.
06.
Jeez.
Which
you said that and I just all like, really? It seems like just a few years ago this came out. And like, nope. Wow.
Yep.
Really makes you feel old. It just seems like yesterday. People say we get older, time goes by faster.
Yeah.
That's what Walter says.
Walter's got a bunk bed. You can join him now.
Oh,
now that you feel old.
All right, I got to take the top of my
Wow. Yeah, wow. Yeah. Anyways, so The song was on Robot Chicken like 2 days before the album dropped.
Yes.
And it's, just talk about it. On the websites that I read, it was sort of like a spoof of like a 1960s animated musical special song kind of thing. Not really sure where they're getting that from. It feels just very random.
Yeah, I can see like 1970s kind of like after school special, maybe like Schoolhouse Rock sort of kind of thing.
Sort
not
of.
Really, but not Schoolhouse Rock, but that kind of genre of
okay.
things, you know.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Like we're putting a musical spin on, you know, history and educational stuff, but, you know, really out there. So, like, this is our history, you know, like we're going to sing about history, and here's a tradition.
Do you know what day Weasel Stomping Day is?
Oh, gosh, I saw the video, but I can't. I know. I don't know.
It's June 31st, apparently.
Nice.
I don't even know. I don't know where they got that number from, but apparently that's what it is.
That's it.
Robot Chicken season 2. It was only season 2 of Robot Chicken, which seems incredible. Yeah, exactly. And it was the episode The Munnery, which is episode 32. So yeah, they put it.
They did a lot. They had a lot of episodes really, really, really stretched out in between them, where they said it was season 1, but like honestly, if you put like you know years, it was like season like 5.
I could never understand.
Yeah,
how
their
they
seasons
did that
are
stuff.
Weird.
Yeah,
but yeah, you say season 1, you think like oh, it's the first you know year they're out. No, not really, because their seasons were just bizarre. It was like no, that was like probably like 3-4 years after Robot Chicken premiered. It seems like.
So let's talk about. Well, first let's talk about the song. The song itself is fun. It's
twisted.
It's the very weird sense of humor that
very
Weird Al
dark.
Has. The dark sense of
I
humor.
I love his dark stuff.
And that's really it's really cool. To me, the best part, because it's almost it's really really good, but it's frightening good.
Yeah.
Is the noises?
Yes.
The squishing and the little weasel noises.
Yep.
Are
I love
just
it.
Just so awesome.
Oh yeah. I love the behind the scenes video he has where he's showing people how he broke the celery and punched his fist into like a watermelon, yeah, and like the lettuce, and yeah, it was great.
Well, and he also used his wife and his daughter and his cockatiel to help some to make some of the weasel noises. Also,
I didn't hear about the cockatiel. Yeah, that's, yeah. Wow, I missed that one.
Yep,
interesting. Well, poor thing.
Yep, his name is Bo. Apparently,
Bo. I had a cockatiel named Bo. How weird.
Really?
I swear to God, I had a cockatiel named Bo.
And you didn't know that Weird Al had one.
I did not know we both had cockatiel named Bo. I wonder if his said toilet paper as well.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah, just cockatiel was obsessed with toilet paper. You showed it toilet paper and it said toilet paper.
What did it do? Paper. Did it like try to make a nest with the toilet paper?
No, it just stare at, you know how cockatiels have that thing on the top of their head that, yeah, that sticks up? It would go flat. Its eyes would get big. He'd stare at the toilet paper like it was God. And he'd go, toilet paper, toilet paper. And you put it over his head and it would sit there with a piece of, it wasn't toilet paper, it was a tissue. But he called it toilet paper. He didn't know, he's a bird. So he'd sit there with this toilet paper or tissue over his head. And
okay,
just be,
so it's not the roll that it was.
No, just a square.
Yeah.
And he would just obsess with it. You put it over his head and you'd just sit there with it over his head. You'd hear him muttering, toilet paper.
Do you have any video?
I wish to God I had video. It was before YouTube.
Well, but movies or something.
No, like, nothing. I wish I had recorded it. I was so short-sighted to never have recorded this.
That
I
is
wish
awesome.
We had. It would be viral.
You would have won $10,000.
Yes. I don't know why we never recorded it. We were not. Well, we didn't. I don't think we even had a video camera.
Well, not video camera, but like an old movie camera,
nope,
or something.
Didn't
that,
have anything.
I guess
at
those
the time.
Did those have sound?
Yes, they had sound. We're not that old. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. But just at the time, we just didn't have a video camera handy. I think our camcorder was broken. We just never got another one. The time we had this
you
bird,
didn't take your phone out and do it.
Yeah, it was attached to the wall. The cord wouldn't reach all the way.
Oh,
to the
you
cage.
Could just hold the receiver down and be like,
no. Nope. And it didn't take very good
can
video.
Can you see this? Can you see this?
Well, if it was wiretapped, yep. They put a little camera in there.
I don't think that's how wiretapping works.
No, that's not how it works. Oh, well.
Oh, we got some great images of their chin.
Maybe I completely misunderstand espionage.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, back to Weird Al's bow.
And... Yep. Weird Al was actually a little bit scared to show his daughter this video because he thought it was pretty violent. And she totally understood. She totally got that it was like
the satire?
Irony. You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
Like kind of thing. Yeah, yeah.
Smart kid.
Which is, yeah. And she was like 3 at the time.
It's like, pointing out the hypocrisy of like our traditions as a nation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and let's move into that then.
Yes, let's.
Like, what do we think? This is a new segment, but we probably should do this on a regular basis. The meaning of the song.
Well, I think it's fairly obvious that, you know, there's a lot of horrible things we do as a people, and we just say, oh, it's tradition. We don't really think much into it. Like, why is that our tradition? That just seems kind of weird.
No, exactly. Very like holiday festive, yes, sort of thing. Like I remember back when like I was in elementary school, Columbus Day was like a good thing.
Yeah.
And now it's not. It's like it's the opposite, which is totally understandable. Like I totally get
why.
Some
people still think it's a wonderful thing.
Well, but like I understand why there's like all those like negative connotations kind of thing.
Of course.
Now, but I was just like, how did it take that long for people to be like, oh, wait a minute. That's not necessarily a great.
Yeah. Luckily great there was thing. No real traditions related to that because that would be some pretty horrendous traditions.
Oh, yeah.
So good thing. I'm not going to go into what it could be. I'm stopping right there.
Weasel Stomping Day is as bad as we're going to get. Yeah. But yeah. I also like little things. Oh, no, we'll talk about the video a little bit. Like the little things, like they've got a guy wearing like a PETA shirt.
Yes.
And he's still stopping the
weasel.
Things. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And this kind of goes back to that ongoing off again sort of vegan veterinarian.
Yes, a veterinarian.
Yeah, sometimes he's
a vegan veterinarian.
Sometimes he's a veterinarian. vegetarian thing that Weird Al has always kind of been for a while now.
Since UHF, a little after UHF.
Yeah. And so you're like, oh, well, I mean, like, I don't think I don't feel like he really preaches that.
He's not militant about
it. Exactly.
It's his own thing. You do what you want to do.
And so I don't think that's the message. I don't think killing small animals is sort of the
message. I'm trying to think of actual things that we do that, like, as a good reference. Only thing I can really think of right now that's kind of like, really? That's kind of weird is mistletoe. Because that's a little bit harassment-y.
If you
think about it, you know, put this thing up there. When you're underneath it, we can just kiss whoever's there, which is kind of weird. There's lots of little things like that.
There's probably some Valentine's things that are a little weird and a little made up. And yeah, just in general.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, it's just a general state of like, hey, we celebrate this thing. But, well, I mean, like, even things like St. Paddy's Day,
mm-hmm.
like we kind of, and St. Patty's Day and Cinco de Mayo have suddenly become these things
just
where
get
like
drunk.
Party reason to get drunk, and you're like, I don't know why. What are we even celebrating? I don't know. I'm wearing green. Let's have some beer.
Exactly. Some people are Irish, and they someone put rats out of the. I don't know. Let's just drink.
Snakes
with the rats. I don't know. The snakes ate the rats, and they had a pipe, and I don't know what happened. Just get drunk and eat some corned beef and cabbage. That's not that kind of thing. And no one knows why we do it, but we do it anyway because it's tradition.
I also in the video, I really like the flat, wacky. Dancer dude, like the air dance, they're called air dancers, but it's a weasel one.
Yeah, it's like the thing they have outside of used car dealerships.
Yeah, they have
the wacky arm, wiggle arm guy,
but he's a weasel. I'm like, that's awesome.
I love how
that's
the weasels so cool. are staring at it, and the kids come by and stomp them.
Yep.
Or the dancing couple actually stomps them.
I love that. Just that image, the one little image of the wacky.
The wacky wiggle guy who's also a weasel.
Seth Green and Matt Senrich.
I never know how to pronounce that either. Senrich, I think it is.
Definitely had a lot of conversations with the network about how much blood they could include.
Exactly. It wasn't really blood. It's little bits of Play-Doh.
Yeah, well, and that's I think that helped. I mean, for instance, you couldn't imagine this like live action.
Mm.
That would be weird. But like
gruesome, yeah.
But like claymation or stop motion
fine.
Kind of. Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally.
It could be like The Walking Dead, like really gruesome weasel stomping. Coral!
Negan is a weasel.
Coral, stomp the weasel. That was my worst Rick impersonation ever.
That was Rick?
Oh, yeah. It was Carol.
Oh, that makes more sense now.
Carl, eat some cookies. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, I think what about the video do you like?
Oh, geez. Just, my gosh, I can't pick one thing that I like about the video. It's just the whole darkness of it and just like the glee that little children get. Like,
oh, yeah.
In stomping the weasel. Like the thing that keeps popping in my head for some reason is the classroom where they're stomping weasels and they're going past the little like drawing of Abraham Lincoln for some reason. They're just stomping weasels out the classroom. That just strikes me as just funny.
Yeah. I like the comedy of it all. They do just the right, like, there's a couple of times that like, well, one, when they stomp on the weasel and like his entire, like it like skins the weasel. And
yes.
So like the wizard, like a weasel shaped like blob pops out of it. I love
horrible.
That. I love the, like, there are moments where he's Weird Al takes it to the next level. Mm. You know what I mean? Like there's one where you're like stomp on it like three times and then they stomp on it like two more times.
Yes. Oh, I like the little one with the white flag, you know, the surrender.
And they just
stomp anyway.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, like, and it's good because there's at least two or three moments where it's just like, nope, we're taking it to the next step.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious, but at the same time, those noises are so sickening that it's...
You almost feel sorry for the animated weasels.
Yeah, like, honestly, like, there's something so empathetic about those weasel noises.
Yeah, the weasels are kind of cute.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it's perfect, like, in that sense. Like, it's the perfect, like, combination of, like, yes, but no, and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of that particular batch of animated videos they released with that album, I think this is my favorite.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. I like it. Sounds good. What is your favorite lyric?
I'm going to have to go with, come along and have a laugh, snap their weaselly spines in half.
That's good?
Yes,
that's
just good. Twisted, and I love it.
I like it. Mine is mine's a little bit more meaningful, I think.
That's meaningful.
I what's the, you know, it's tradition that makes it okay. We've even quoted it earlier.
Yes,
in the
thought about
podcast.
Using that one as well.
Yeah, it's just because that's the crux of the whole thing is like, yep, that's the message. So I'm being a little bit more serious this moment instead
of fine.
Crazy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I like
yours,
that.
Yours justifies mine.
Oh, there you go. It exactly.
Works.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Rating?
Ooh, rating on this one.
Ooh, yeah. I feel like we need to go to like 0.25 we can start getting some varying.
Yeah, we haven't been doing objects either. I realize that we haven't been really putting a 4.5 what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Weasels. I'm gonna
weasels. Oh, four, stomped one, weasels.
Yes, 1 to 5 stomped weasels. I'm going to give this particular one, I'm going to give it a solid 4 stomped weasels.
4 stomped weasels.
4 stomped weasels.
Okay. I don't know. Like, when I listen to only this song, I really like it. But I don't think I liked it a lot the first time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so.
So you heard it before you saw the video?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to organize it with other things. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's fun. I don't know if it would be one that I would go to, honestly.
Okay.
So I'm going to give it a 3.5.
3.5 for Charlie.
Which I think makes everything the same across the board anyways. But we keep doing that. But that's good. Ratings, good to go. That comes to the end of the podcast.
The end. Yeah. Time to say goodbye.
Yeah. You can get a hold of us by calling 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-93-473. See, just remember weird.
Weird's better.
Yeah. Although without the phones, it's not as easy to do those word things.
Yeah, some phones don't show you the letters, which I hate.
And you're just like, what? No, that was, how am I supposed to call 1-800-MATTRESS? Exactly. I don't know. You can also get a hold of us on Gmail. We're all Yankovics.
We're all Yankovics.
Yeah. So, till next time.
Bye-bye. Weasel Stomping Day. Hey!